Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe's still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father or their dog just died. Everybody.
Industrial civilization and the global ecological crisis that threatens to consume our planet even as we speak. We have an amazing guest today, folks, but before we get into our conversation with her, I want to let you know about a two-part webinar that my friend Frances Weller and I are going to be doing on May 14th and May 21st. Frances is one of the foremost experts on grief in the United States, and he and I have worked together in the past supporting people in working with their grief about the state of our planet, personal losses, or any of the myriad reasons that we all feel grief. The title of our webinar is Grief and Joy in a Flatline Culture. And the reason we chose that title is because we live in a culture where we aren't supposed to feel much of anything, and few people understand that when we are willing to feel our grief in a safe and supportive environment, that doing that work actually increases and enhances our capacity to feel joy. You know, there are some cultures where the people actually feel that if the community doesn't do grief work, the unexpressed grief can actually be toxic for the community. And in those cultures, grief is welcomed and honored, and there's no shame about grieving, such as we have in this culture. So the webinar is going to happen on Thursday night, May 14th, and Thursday night, May 21st, To register and learn more, go to syncchast.net. Now, that's spelled S-Y-N-C-H-C-A-S-T, syncchast.net. We want you to join us for this really powerful, supportive webinar where you can ask questions and connect with other people who are doing this work. It is a place where your grief is welcome. Now, one of the things we talked about last week is the myriad ways that people can step out and start living their passion in love and service to the planet and to each other. And one of the many, many ways that we can do that is through music. And today, my guest is a phenomenal composer, vocalist, and pianist who calls herself Earth Mama and is committed to healing the planet one song at a time. I'm talking about Joyce Rouse, that's spelled R-O-U-S-E, rhymes with house, a.k.a. Earth Mama, who was born on an Iowa farm near Cresco, and from the time her tiny little toes dug into the rich dirt of a cornfield, passion began to sprout. The seeds of her passion were fertilized by her family, by teachers who invited her to use music to encompass and explore ideas from all disciplines, by her experiences at 4-H, at summer camps, and in the meadows and streams of her family farm. At college, where her understanding was pushed to a higher level, and in communities of locality and faith, Joyce's young passion grew during her years, and especially during her years in Nashville, because there her work strengthened, and she gained a lot of skills around songwriting and communication, and her advanced degrees in science and environment became a kind of trellis for the climbing tendrils of her beliefs. The fruits of her efforts are the Earth Mama programs that use earth wisdom, music, and laughter to spread the message that the earth is a mama for all of us. Her programs are enjoyed by audiences of all ages and interests, twining together spirituality, education, and entertainment in celebration with the earth. And one of the most important aspects of Joyce's work is the reseeding that happens, reseeding, S-E-E-D-I-N-G, that happens during her work with other people. Ideas are planted in the rich, fertile soil of our souls because music warms us like sunlight and spring, and humor is sprinkled on like a good organic tea as she involves all of us in her work to help heal the planet one song at a time. Welcome to the Lifeboat Hour, Joyce.
Thank you, Carolyn. It is a joy to be with you today.
Yeah, well, you know, I first met you 3 years ago at a conference of radical nuns in Indiana where I was a keynote speaker, and you gave me several of your CDs, but the one that I keep coming back to is Blessings of the Universe, and we're going to hear at least one selection from that album today.
Great.
So, Joyce, you're passionate about the Earth and what's going on with its destruction by this crazy species called Homo sapiens. So talk to us a little bit about what you see in terms of this dysfunctional culture and what's happening to the Earth. What exactly do you mean by a dysfunctional culture, and how could this culture become more functional?
Well, as you know, everything is a journey, and our story goes back 13.7 billion years. And at this place, sometimes I think it's a little bit like a tale of two cities. This is the best of times and the worst of times.
Right.
And it seems that very much of what's going on, it helps to hold it in a paradox and know that much of this place along the times continuum is a paradox. There's so much dysfunction in the way we're treating the earth and not connecting with the fact that we are all part of this web of life, and what we do to the web, we do to ourselves. What we do to the earth, we're doing to our children. And I think there's a clarion call from both the earth and the cosmos and our progeny and our ancestors to pay attention to that relationship and do the work around that and do the play around that and do the music around that. And, you know, our brains are all so unique and individual that many of us function more deeply and resonate more deeply with right brain types of things, others with more left brain things. So it's really good to have a combination of those things going. I know you do extraordinary storytelling and drumming, and that's a wonderful way to communicate and pay attention to where we are in this moment at time and really be living in the moment.
Very, very well said, Joyce. And one of the things you mentioned and many of your songs talk about is the web of life. And I'd like you to talk about what you mean about the web of life unraveling. Among the many, many aspects of this unraveling is the disappearance of perhaps the most vital element on this planet, water. And in a moment, we're going to hear a song about water. But before that, talk to us about the web of life unraveling.
This, like many things, can be approached so many different ways. Scientifically, for instance, wildlife biologists often refer to what are keystone species. In any bioregion, for instance, a really good example of that is for the Pacific Northwest. The salmon are such an important keystone species because they're important for not only humans but also wildlife, the bears, for keeping the rivers clean and healthy and in a healthy equilibrium. And at the rate right now we are losing species, probably one species every 15 to 20 minutes is disappearing forever on this planet. And as the species disappear, we are losing the biological resources, the genetic resources, and I try to keep this out of the human-centric language. From a human-centric viewpoint, we could say, oh, when we lose this species in the rainforest, it might be the cure for a certain kind of cancer that we are putting the end to. It may have the enzyme or the components for something that could save humans. But it's really much bigger than that. It's about understanding that we truly are one with the entire universe. And again, going back to our story of 13.7 billion years, the air that we're breathing right now is the same air that Socrates and Muhammad and Jesus of Nazareth and Confucius and every being that's ever lived on the earth is the same air that has just been recycled. And as you bring attention to the water issue, our water is so finite on this planet. It ends up being just a tiny, tiny fraction, maybe 1 or 2% of the total amount of H2O on the planet is available to us as potable, healthy, and not only us, but also other living species, of drinking water. I'm sure you've been paying attention to this terrible drought in California and the debates going on now. Last night I watched a special on this where attention was given to the fact that in the almond orchards in California, it takes 1 gallon of water to grow a single almond.
Right.
And that just blew me away. And again, we really need to look at our finite resources. How are we sharing them? And, you know, the wisdom of this, this may be a current problem, but if you read the works of Hildegard of Bingen or even the ancient Greek and Roman philosophers, they all talk about these same issues that we're talking about today. Did I answer your question about water, Carol?
Absolutely. Oh, thank you so much for all of that. You know, we don't have to tell anyone about the state of the world's water if they live in California or Sao Paulo, which I believe may have less than a month of water left. So we all need to bless what water we have and say a prayer for it, even as we take great care in how we use it.
Yes.
Here is Joyce's beautiful song, Water Blessing, and may you hear this song in your heart and mind with every drop you drink, every shower you take, every flower you water. This is Water Blessing by Joyce Rouse.
I say a prayer for the water. Bless the water.
That was Water Blessing by composer, pianist, vocalist Joyce Rouse, and this is the Lifeboat Hour. I'm Carolyn Baker, your host, and my guest is Joyce Rouse, and we're talking about how we can all step forward and use our gifts of love to serve, to create beauty, and to create joy on this planet in the midst of what may be the end of life on it. One of the things we so desperately need in turbulent times is music. We need words, but mostly we need poetic words, and we need life-supporting sounds to sustain, comfort, and inspire us. And so we're going to have more music by Joyce, and I'm going to be asking people to think about giving us a call. The number here is 888-874-4888. And we're going to open the lines a little bit later for that, but keep us in mind for calling and continue to listen. We're going to have, as I said, much more of her music. So, Joyce, I met you at a conference of what I like to call kick-ass nuns in 2012, where you were the principal musician and I was the keynote speaker. And this particular group of nuns was called Sisters of the Earth, and they are deeply engaged with eco-spirituality. And one of the many things at that conference that made my heart soar was that so many of these nuns were students of the work of the late Thomas Berry, who was a priest but was also passionately in love with the earth. He was in love with the earth so much that he stopped calling himself a theologian and started calling himself a geologian. I highly recommend his books. One of them is The Great Work, and another one is The Sacred Universe. Those are two of his many books that have changed my life by helping me understand what he calls the great story. Joyce, will you tell us more about your understanding of the great story?
Well, I would love to share what I have gleaned in the about 20 years I have been working with that idea. And I might mention, too, that the great story has so many different names. I did a retreat 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, where I was leading a group in finding our own story within the great story.
Mm-hmm.
And we were able to list at least 20 different names of what you and I are calling the great story.
Right.
Including historians around the world, academicians are beginning to call it big history.
Uh-huh.
But there's also the new cosmology, the cosmic story, and depending on the discipline you come from, it has different names. But I was first introduced to it when I began my graduate work in earth literacy, again with the what I call the cool green eco nuns,
right?
who really get our connection and oneness with God and with creation and all those words that that we can hardly express what they mean because they're so big that our little human pea brains can't quite grasp
yeah.
it all.
Yeah.
But there are many, many different tellings of this, and because it is so big and unfathomable that I have seen great tellings of it in artwork, in music, in labyrinths laid out in retreat centers.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, the story is not a timeline so much of 13.7 billion years as it is a spiral.
Right.
Like a labyrinth, because the same, it's sort of like a cycling of the seasons, and we learn something each time around. And as we age and in the second half of life, learn to tame the ego and let go of the things that helped us survive the first half of life, it becomes easier for us to absorb those bigger lessons. Some of the author Matt Fox speaks about, I was so glad to hear you mention poetry and
uh-huh.
poetic sounds. Matt Fox mentions that the language of mystics is poetry. And Thomas Berry was also a poet. And you can hear the depth and the echoing of the hugeness of these ideas in the poetry of Mary Oliver, yes, and of Wendell Berry and Thomas Berry, and as far back as Hildegard of Bingen, who was saying some things in the 13th century that Einstein said in the last century and gets all the credit for.
Right, exactly. Yes, yes.
But they were not original ideas, because they come out of the inherent wisdom of the universe.
Right. And, another voice that is scientific but also extremely poetic is Brian Swim. And
yeah.
Brian Swim, for me, he was a student of Thomas Berry for a long time, and before Berry left us in 2009. And Brian he's a physicist, and he brings together this beautiful marriage of science and spirituality. And I highly recommend his DVD, The Powers of the Universe. And I talk about it in my latest book, Love in the Age of Ecological Apocalypse. Well, Joyce, we're going to hear another one of your songs that goes right along with what you just told us about. This is a song that Joyce wrote, I'm not sure exactly when, called Pay Attention. And let's listen to it. It's got a different beat and a different sound than the last song you heard.
Can I give a brief intro about what inspired this song?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was writing at my piano one day and played that little game about who would you like to invite to dinner from all of history.
My
choices were Chief Seattle, Rachel Carson, and St. Francis of Assisi.
Oh,
and as I imagined having dinner with these three, I asked them, what would you like me to tell people today? If you could give humans on this planet a message, they said, we would ask everybody to pay attention to the Earth. And then they looked at me in my imagination and said, oh, and could you make it sound like kind of an old Motown sound with some ooh-ah-ooh-ah girl singers. So that's what's coming up.
All righty. Well, let's listen to Pay Attention by Joyce Rouse.
Pay attention to the trees, pay attention to the river, pay attention to the bees, pay attention to the clouds, pay attention to the weather, pay attention to everything we do to the moon.
Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention to the waves. Pay attention to the ocean. Pay attention to the reeds. Pay attention to the heart.
I don't have to tell you that the name of that song was Pay Attention by my guest today on the Lifeboat Hour, Joyce Rouse, also known as Earth Mama. It sounds, Joyce, like you might have had Chief Seattle as backup there. A male voice, I heard.
I hope I was channeling them all.
Yeah.
Seattle, yeah.
Great song, great song.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, since this is a live show, we invite people to call in and ask our guests a question or make a comment. So please call us today at 888-874-4888. And if people can't call today, Joyce, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, probably the best way to find all my connections, including some of these songs, in YouTube videos and iTunes and all the other places where you can listen and learn more, is at earthmama.org for organic, of course. And that's earthmama.org. And we welcome you to look around, and I am really excited. I know we've been talking some about endangered species and extinct species, and I have a wonderful college intern who has been working on some great videos, including one on endangered species that we're just about to put up. So I hope that people will come to my website and then go check out the YouTube channel there too.
Great, earthmama.org. And I really encourage people to go to that site and listen to Joyce's music, download it, buy some CDs, and give them to your friends. And if you're a musician and want some of her sheet music, it's all there too, I believe.
Oh, thanks so much. Yes, and you know, inspired by some hospital chaplains who asked me to do this, I have put all of my music, soundtracks, and sheet music and songbooks all on a little USB thumb drive, so you can buy the whole package and not have to individually load the CDs into your computer. That way it's all in one place. You can play it in your car. You can play it in your house. You can plug it into a little player and go from room to room, as the chaplains do. So we're just trying to make it easy for people to access these resources, Carolyn.
That's great. That's great. You know, I have your music on my computer, and I love to click on the albums and turn up the speakers and just let your voice and piano completely restore my soul.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, you have a fabulous new music video that's dedicated to women who've inspired you and inspired all of us, really, and it can be seen on YouTube. I'd like you to tell us a bit about this video and why you made it.
Oh, boy. Great question. I was inspired by the title, Standing on the Shoulders of the Ones Who Came Before Us, was inspired by a speech I heard where a woman was being given an award for her community work. And she, in accepting her award, she quoted Sir Isaac Newton in saying, if I have seen farther than others, it's because I was standing on the shoulders of giants.
Right.
And I came home from that and was just immediately struck, and these little song ideas nag at me until I sit down and begin writing them. I recorded it in 1996, and it found its way into some of the decision makers who took it to the National Park Service, and it ended up being the official theme song for the 75th anniversary of women's suffrage, the 19th Amendment.
Right.
And it premiered at some events in Washington, D.C., and we have a lot of interest in the sheet music and the recordings and licensing the use of the music and the song for videos and some really good nonprofits. But I always had wanted to honor with pictures these women who were both my suffragist heroes, and there's a whole other channel of my environmental heroes that deserve a video of it also. But these ended up being just a few of the thousands and thousands of possibilities who might have been included. I'm so sorry I was not able to work in a number of other great women, but it does showcase those from, you know, Mother Jones and Emma Goldman, who and many of the suffragists who risked their lives so that women today can vote.
Well, yeah, it's called Standing on the Shoulders, and I encourage people to go to YouTube and just type that in, Standing on the Shoulders by Joyce Rouse. And I want all
I
of
think
you
it'll be by Earth Mama. I think it's
by Earth Mama, Standing on the Shoulders by Earth Mama. And I want all of you to listen to this song, as we're going to play it in a moment, and think about the people in your life who have inspired you, challenged you, stood up for you, and blessed you in any way to be the person that you are today and do the work in the world that you're doing today. Please think about that as we listen to Joyce Rouse, Earth Mama, singing Standing on the Shoulders.
I am standing on shoulders of the ones who came before me. I am stronger for their courage. I am wiser for their words. I am lifted by their longing for a fair and brighter future. I am grateful for their vision, for their toiling on this earth. Standing on the shoulders of the ones who came before us. They are saints and they are humans. They are angels, they are friends. We can see beyond the struggles and the troubles and the challenge, when we know that by our efforts things will be better in the end. They lift me higher than I could ever fly, carrying my burdens away. I imagine our world if they hadn't tried. Ones who came before me, I am honored by their passion for our liberty. I will stand a little taller, I will work a little longer, and my shoulders will be there to hold the ones who follow me. They live
That was Standing on the Shoulders, Earth Mama's tribute to the many, many women who've paved the way for all of us to do what we feel called to do in the world to help all living beings. And I encourage you to go to YouTube and find Standing on the Shoulders by Earth Mama and look at the photos in this video. It's kind of a women's history video, Joyce. Have you ever used it in any women's history classes, or do you plan to?
Well, yes, I do, and I want to be sure to credit again the wonderful intern who pulled this together for me. Michelle Parker saw the vision that I had for this song and included so many of these, and over the last 4 or 5 months we've been working on this, so it's pretty fresh to YouTube, but we do hope to, we would love to see it go viral, but we already know that it's been used in some women's history events and classes, and hope it will be used in more. And we actually will be building an interactive site at standingontheshoulders.org and inviting women of all ages to leave comments about who they would like to see. If they were making their own video of this, what women would they include?
That sounds wonderful. And we have a caller from California. Lori, go ahead.
Yes. Hi, good morning. I'm loving this aspect of how we can cope and heal and find hope again. And I was hoping I could just share Dan Millman, like a couple sentences that were in relation to A Tale of Two Cities, as your guest was talking about. It's the best of times, the worst of times.
Yep.
Right. This is from Galactic Connection. It's a site that sends me things almost on a daily basis. So here it goes. A flash of enlightenment offers a preview of coming attractions, but when it fades, you will see more clearly what separates you from that state. Your compulsive habits, outmoded beliefs, false associations, and other mental structures. Just when our lives are starting to get better, we may feel like things are getting worse, because for the first time, we see clearly what needs to be done. And that's by Dan Millman. And her previous song about Pay Attention just is right on target with that. So please give you your email address too, Carolyn. I would like to connect with you as well, and I'll let you take out your other callers. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Lori. My email address is Carolyn, that's with a Y, Carolyn at carolynbaker.net. And I really appreciate that comment from Lori. And Joyce, you know, I'm so glad that at the end of that video, you put your own pictures and comments, because you are one of the great women who, with your amazing music and beautiful voice, inspire us to do great things.
Well, thank you, and I really did not want that there, but my intern insisted on that, and I had given her creative control of this. But I thought she did such an extraordinary job of picking out portraits of these women that so clearly showed their work and their lives in their faces.
Oh, absolutely. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It really
and
is.
Can I make a comment about Lori's call?
Sure.
I really appreciate the connection she made in her reading to the necessity for all of us to be doing our own personal healing work. Because that will elevate the energy level for planetary healing. If you'll allow me to use that kind of woo-woo language, I know we all hear things in different terms better one way or another, but the personal healing is such a critical part of this.
Well, thank you for that, and I'm totally on the same page with you, Joyce, because that's why I do grief work with folks.
Yes.
I encourage them to do grief work, because grief work deepens our love, and grief work deepens our joy. So that personal healing work, I mean, if we don't do it, we're not going to be able to navigate any parts of this, you know, really, really haunting future.
And it's hard to see the stars if we haven't done the dark work, the work of the dark night of the soul.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, listeners, we'd love you to call us right now and talk to Joyce about her music or ask her any questions you might have about her songs, her life, or anything either one of us has said today. The number again is 888-874-4888. 888-874-4888. So, Joyce, you talk about the opposite of the great story or new cosmology, and you call it the wrong origin story. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, you know, it's all a journey from the beginning of time till now. And by the way, I also want to mention, too, one of those great minds, as you were talking about, Brian Swim and some of the others. I think the work that Neil deGrasse Tyson is doing right now in explaining the new universe story or the new cosmology in such an absolutely current scientific way, but yet beautifully blending in the historical, the cultural, the soul work, and a bit of the spiritual work. As many wise people have said, you know, there is no difference between there's no war between religion and science. They are all part of the same life journey because spirit and science intertwine. And I think he does an extraordinary work with that. Carolyn, you are one of the most dynamic storytellers I have ever heard. And as you know, it's the story that is so important. I've heard people say that ultimately the only thing we leave our children is our story.
Absolutely.
Or the only thing we leave the world is our story. And it, the story no longer works. The story that we have had, the one story no longer works. We need the combination of all of the stories of indigenous people, the creation stories, the creation mythology, because they all hold a piece of the truth, a piece of the whole.
Yes.
And I think it's kind of like when you look at a very old, beautiful building and you see that one corner of it is sagging. It's probably that the foundation has started to crumble in one corner. And I believe where we're at right now is sort of like we have a spot in the story that has a bad foundation, and the whole building is going to be at risk. The whole culture is at risk unless work is done to restore that foundation and shore it up and level up the building. Right now we have a story which supports people blowing up mountains to get out a little bit of coal
right.
to burn that's poisoning the lungs of our children. As you know, the rate of asthma among children has skyrocketed. I think there are so many examples of really the dysfunction of our culture from government and the economy, and I think a really good example of how badly dysfunctional it is the industrial prison system we have right now and industrialized incarceration, which thankfully we're beginning to look at as a way to how can we recreate this structure that is fair and equal and does what it needs to do. So it's not so much, I know I said something about our story being badly mutilated, but it needs correction because we have a whole lot more scientific evidence about our story now, both through biology and through the marvelous photographs that we've gotten from the Hubble telescope over the last several decades that tell us just how much bigger the human story is than we ever thought.
Right, right. Well, Joyce, there's a song I'd like to end the show with that is so beautiful that I almost cry every time I hear it. Well, in fact, sometimes I do cry, and I might cry hearing it again. One of the most important things I believe that we can do right now is love each other. And this is a sweet and beautiful song of love to everyone who hears it. This is Your Beautiful Heart by Joyce Rouse, Earth Mama. And as you listen,
take this song into your heart and let it warm and inspire your beautiful heart. Beautiful heart, folks, and thank you so much, Joyce Rouse, Earth Mama. Hey, tell us again your website, please.
Earth Mama, EARTHMAMA .org for organic, of course. And please let me say, Carolyn, what an honor it is to be part of your extraordinary work and voice in the world.
Well, thank you so much, and I encourage everyone to go to Joyce's site and download some of her music, buy her CDs and sheet music, and really nurture yourself with her Earth Mama sounds. I thank you all for being with us today. We'll be back on the Lifeboat Hour with you again next week.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody.